بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: اتقوا الظلم فإن الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة، إلى آخر الحديث. We are in this chapter that it is haram to make zulm on any person in any way, and if a person has made this, then he should correct it. He should pay that person back in whichever way it might be. There are amongst in one aspect there's huququllah, the rights of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and huququl ibad, the rights of the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala will easily, of course we cannot take it for granted, but his own rights he will forgive very greatly and easily. But the rights of fellow people, he will say, go to them first and ask them for forgiveness. And on the day of Qiyamah, nobody will forgive one another. Everyone will be in need of his own good deed. In this world, a person can ask other people to forgive, and there is a great possibility that they will forgive, or we try our best to fulfill the rights of other people. So with regard to that, Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator of the hadith, ittaqul zulam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warned us, do not make zulam on any person, whether it is one's spouse, one's children, one's whoever it is, any person. Don't take advantage and don't make zulam on any person. فَإِنَّ الظُّلَمْ ظُلُمَاتِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. What is zulam? Every action has a like reaction. And this will turn into zulumat, the plural of darkness. Darkness upon darkness. ظُلُمَاتُمْ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضُ. Just layers and layers of darkness. So much so that if a person's palm is right in front of his eyes, he can't see his own palm also. So much of darkness there will be. Here in this world, it is very easy to make zulam, to shout somebody, not to fulfill their rights, to rob people, take loans from people without the intention of paying it back, etc. Many ways there are. And Allah Ta'ala gives clemency. Allah gives respite in this world. But then a person will be taken to task. And when Allah takes to task, may Allah protect us all, forgive us all, then it is a very, very, very serious matter and very dangerous. And on the day of Qiyamah, it will be just darkness and darkness. So a person must try and live his life correctly, not make zulam on any person, and in whichever way he can, to fulfill the rights of other people. If any mistakes have been made, to go and ask them for forgiveness or to start repaying. So whatever zulam, and as we will read in this chapter, the various aspects of zulam that are referred to, and more than that also, from authentic Islamic kitabs, from ulama, we should try and sit in the bayans of the ulama and learn all the time what this is. It's not a simple, easy, ordinary, simple matter. We can get away with things here in this dunya, but by Allah we cannot get away with anything. Allah perfectly knows everything. And so we should try and correct ourselves, our akhlaq, our character, make our islah. We might be making a lot of ibadat, lot of work of deen, but if we are making zulm on people, then this is a very dangerous situation. So Allah Ta'ala give us the proper understanding, knowledge, proper understanding of deen, and to practice upon that what we learn, etc., and make amends for all the wrong. A person should be making tawbah regularly, continuously, and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. May Allah Ta'ala guide us to the complete, perfect deen, proper understanding, and practice upon deen. Wa akhiru da'wana.